Blog Talk Radio.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need a theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rolling. Motherfucker, we rolling. With some light skin girls and some Kelly Rowland. And it's white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world, I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. I'm flipping off the power. Heal and fuck that, the world's ours. Fuck it, Chanel and the whole cast. Telling me these days they can kiss my whole ass. More specifically, they can kiss my asshole. I'm an asshole, you niggas.
Go ahead and cut Kanye off right there because we're working on a new intro to the show. It is D. Scott Tell the Truth Tuesday on June the 9th, 2015. You know, yesterday's show, you know, obviously I cut that short. You know, I've been doing a little bit shorter shows when I'm working on other projects to try to make sure that I get things out by deadline. I set my own personal deadlines. So today I want to talk about, because recently, you know, people have gotten, I'm from the old school where it's almost embarrassing for you to have to ask somebody for money. So that means that if I had to go to my girlfriend for money, I'm going to go to her personally and I'm going to ask. You know, and I get it, like the kids that have cancer and people that need help paying for medical supplies and, you know, fundraising and things like that. Here's the shit that I don't like. The GoFundMe, to me, really sounds like go fuck yourself. It really does because, you know, people started GoFundMes for things like vacations. And think, listen, if you didn't work for the fucking shit, why the fuck should I have to fucking pay for it? I'm trying to pay for my own motherfucking vacation. You understand what I'm saying? And I just, you know, and I get it. Like some people, you know, if it's a school thing, you know, I had a young lady, she inboxed me about a movie situation, but she inboxed me. She didn't tag me in it. She didn't, you know, try to put me on blast about it. Like, hey, you know, unfortunately, I don't know the project well enough and we're a little bit too old and I'm a little bit too smart to lend my name to something or to donate to something and I don't know what the entire project was about. You know, at one point, Omari Hardwick, which is the lead actor in that plays Ghost in Power, was actually doing fundraising for a movie that he was working on called, I believe it was called Three Kings. This was about 2 years ago. And, you know, he had a thing. It wasn't a GoFundMe. It was just it was a basic fundraising situation where you could donate money. But in exchange for you donating money, your name was, you know, listed in the credits. Your name was listed as an executive producer, as something, depending on the donation that you gave. I believe it was $10,000 or up, you were listed as a executive producer. Now, the funny shit is that movie never was released. So I'm just concerned where the $80,000 or the $90,000 or the $70,000 motherfucking dollars went. And I'm not calling out Omari Hardwick. He may have refunded it. He may have used it for another project. You know, and these may have been independently wealthy people. However, I need to make sure that if I'm donating to some shit, that A, the shit is going to happen, and B, it's a worthy cause. It's something that is near and dear to my heart. I have my own motherfucking foundation, the Sherry Foundation. I don't ask for donations. If I want to give a kid $500, $1,000 to go to school based upon the qualifications of what's going on, you know, based on what I said the qualifications for the Sherry Foundation Scholarship was, then that's what I'll do. Now, if I want to have a dinner, I just feel like you shouldn't ask people for shit and you're not giving anything in motherfucking return. Like, how do I benefit from giving money to you in this situation? Like, how do I, like, and it's not about recognition. It's just, what the fuck does it do for me? You know, I've been a writer for many, many years. I've been poor. I've had money. I've been, you know, sleeping on the floor before in somebody's living room, had all my furniture in a U-Haul truck. And not one time did I come to anybody and say, you know, things are bad. And, you know, and some people are okay with doing that. And I just feel some type of fucking way about it. You know what I mean? Like, don't tag, and especially if I don't fuck with you, don't tag me in your shit about, can you do this for me? What the fuck have you done for me? I'm not that nice of a motherfucker. I'm really not. You know what I mean? So if it's something that's near and dear to my heart, you can get all my time, you can get all my money. If it's not something that I believe in, I'm not going to fucking do it. And especially if we're not cool, bitch, we're not friends. Don't fucking, and I use bitch loosely for men and women. We're not friends. Don't tag me in some shit and ask me to motherfucking help you, and not one time have I ever asked you to help me. I just think that I should just be off the fucking list. Like, people shouldn't even ask me for nothing. Because I don't ask nobody else for nothing. Listen, I put these books out. I've given away just as many books as I've sold. That is a fact. I don't make my money off the book end of it. I write books because that's what I felt like doing because it was fucking Tuesday. It's my passion. I love it. I would do it for free if people didn't insult my motherfucking intelligence. But they do. You know, you don't know how many people come to me for a ghostwrite, and I still got somebody's manuscript right here. They come to me for a ghostwrite, and I'll tell them, twice in a year, I do two pro bono projects that are free, okay? I really don't even want to call it pro bono. I do it for free because it keeps me fresh. It keeps me, you know, on my toes if I'm adding the meat and potatoes to your piece. So in both instances, I told them, you get all publishing rights. If you publish through my company, you get all publishing rights. I don't make a dime off the book. I'm doing this just for you. And on all, I can count me about 7, 8, 9, 10 times, no book has been published that someone has come to me. They always come to me when they have a fucking idea. How about you come to me when you have a manuscript or when you're ready to pull the trigger? The fastest I've done a book is in 3 motherfucking weeks. That means from 7 pages to 170 pages to 270 pages, 3 weeks, from writing to print. It was out. So I throw my whole life into writing these books. But again, it's what keeps me honest. It's what keeps me fresh. So I can afford to do 2 free books a year because I'm charging perhaps this person over here a certain amount of money because they require a certain amount of work. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not a charity organization. It's an individual person. Typically, if I'm doing a pro bono, it's for something that's going to be used in a charity-like setting or something that's just for someone just to have, just they wanted to have a memoir. It's not because someone wanted to make some money. Because if you write books to make money, you're in the wrong fucking business. It doesn't work like that. You know what I mean? For every book, let me see. So if someone's on the New York Times bestseller list, unless they received an advance from their company or whatever, they don't make more. If the book is $20, they don't make more than $7 a book, okay? And that's if, you know, Amazon doesn't take a chunk of it. That's if Kindle doesn't take a chunk. That's if Barnes & Noble and everybody else doesn't take a chunk. You know what I mean? And they stopped doing a lot of the advances because people weren't selling as much books as they were being advanced. So in some cases, depending on your contract and your agent, you actually owe the publishing houses money when it's all said and done because you didn't sell what they thought you were going to sell. Tonight's liquid libation is a white Sauvignon Blanc just because, you know, that's what I feel like doing today. Yesterday I was on some tequila. I was very excited about it, but I'm going to keep that under wraps right now until we get closer to my birthday. But, you know, I find it very crass. Like, I just don't think that people should talk about money. I don't think that people should ask random strangers for money. If your house burned down, absolutely. You know what I mean? That's a crisis. If, you know what I mean, like you're displaced by Hurricane Katrina or something like that, that I understand because that's not begging. That's, you know, I'm in definite need. My house burnt down. All these things happen. Now I went on a weight loss journey and I had a lap band procedure and now my clothes don't fit and I want to start dating again. No, fuck you. okay? Not, you know, I'm trying to finish this project, and we've never seen you finish any other project, okay? And you need money for that project, but we've never seen you finish any project. I'm not in a position to lend any, not even $20 to that, and then have it come back and bite me in the ass later on, you know, when the project doesn't get released or when the project, you know what I mean? Damn for sure not going to support. Listen, you didn't buy my fucking book. Please, please don't tag me in your motherfucking book endeavors, and you didn't buy my motherfucking book, because I'm not going to buy your book either. I don't give a fuck about you, just like you didn't give a fuck about me. And so today I had to repost some things and let people know, just because, you know, I'm still plotting on the low, scheming on the low. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't need to post everything that I do. And then me working on this next project, it's a true testament, and it's a very emotional project for me. And no, it's actually not even the book I was supposed to have done for my mom. My apologies to my people, but I am giving you something to make you feel a little bit closer to me, because I think that when I say things, people think like, damn, she's so harsh. She's so, no. I wouldn't be saying this shit if I didn't live through it. You know, I'm not one of these people that sits up there and I make judgment calls and all this other shit. I'm telling you from motherfucking experience, you know, this is why this isn't going to happen, or this is why that's going to happen. And I can't make this shit up. 100% of the time, I am correct. I ain't saying I'm psychic. I'm just saying I'm correct. So, you know, I become extremely offended with these posts about the donations and about the money. And I also don't like the woe is me, you know, like the fucking, you know, help me because this happened. And especially if it was your fault. I also need people to stop fucking saying free this person, free that person, and they really committed the fucking crime. What the fuck am I freeing for, so they could fucking do it again? And put me and my kid in a situation, like, free who for why? But for why? You know, I don't understand, especially in the minority community, that we will sit there and partake in illegal money and illegal activities, and then when a motherfucker get locked up, we be like, the justice system is wrong. You know what I mean? And then I had to get on, you know, a little pedestal today and talk about the way that we talk to each other as human beings. Now, I am, you know, I have a horrible, horrible mouth. The shit that comes out of my mouth is it caused somebody to jump off a bridge. I know it. But if I'm dealing with someone that I like, that I love, my family, you know, my friends, it's never, hey, bitch, what's up? What's up, my nigga? Never. We don't do that because it's just a negative. I don't speak like that to my son. Like, I see people calling their son, you know, that's my little jit, that's my little nigga, that's my, what? No. He's referred to as the young prince or the young king. That's it. Or boom. That's it. I would, nah. You know, and then when you're dealing with a paramour, you're dealing with, you know, a loved one or somebody that you like, you know, the funny thing is I had somebody tell me one day, this was last year, in his pettiness, this raggedy motherfucker was like, you know, yeah, you always talking about hey, love, this, that, and the third. Yeah, bitch, I call everybody hey, love. Would you prefer me to call you hey, motherfucker? Hey, stinky hair, motherfucker. Hey, you need to comb your roots, bitch. Like, how do you want me to address you? And I think that the way that we address each other, you know, needs to change as well. We need to come from a place of gratitude, or come from a place of, you know, being thankful that you have somebody that puts up with your fucking crazy ass. So I'm always appreciative when anybody can just look at me and just be like, just don't pay her no goddamn attention. She'll be all right in 20 minutes. You know what I mean? Because those are my real friends. Those are people that be like, she all right. And my friends know, they'll check. If they see one too many posts that ain't right, my people, you know, she'll hit me on Jahari. She'll hit me on Facebook and be like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You know what I mean? And this isn't even somebody that I talk to all the time or every day. It's just they know my pattern. They know me well enough to know. They've read my material. They've read my books. They know that I come from, you know, a certain level of pain, which pain is always easy to identify with. Happiness is not. That's where people get confused. So, of course, you know, I'm going to be watching my show tonight. I actually found another show that I like. Speaking of Money Talks, You Shouldn't. I actually found another show tonight, and it's called Survivor's Remorse. Now, I don't really like the title of it, because that, in the psychological term, it means something completely different from really what I think the show is based on. And one of the show's EPs is LeBron James. The show is on Stars. So as I was scrolling through watching Power, because, you know, I like to watch Omari Hardwick with no clothes on, had the biggest crush on him, like, since forever. forever until I found out he was like 5'5 or something like that. It's okay. I'm good with fun size. But he's brolic, right? You know, he rides a motorcycle. So I was flicking through Stars, and then I watched, you know, watched the Survivor's Remorse. It is like, I love that show. I watched like 4 episodes of it last night. So the main actor that we would know is the one, he was on another BET show. He reminds you of Carlton. I can't think of his name, but I love him. Like, he's so cute, and he reminds me of my homegirl, Kendra, because he's very, and the show takes place in Atlanta. It's about a kid that went from, you know, he was drafted. He got league minimum, which is like 300-something thousand. He's from Boston. His mom is Tashina Arnold, which is Pam from Martin, so you can imagine it's hilarious. Then he has a sister that was a basketball player. His uncle is actually played by Mike Epps. And then his cousin is the one that is his agent. And he's this basketball player, and he gets, you know, basically traded for this huge multi-million dollar deal after making league minimum. And I love the show because it's a particular dialogue that goes on amongst black people when they're trying to get into country clubs, when they are in a different tax bracket. And I love the banter in the show because it basically shows how you have to be able to transition into certain things. And one of the things that I love is the gentleman that I said I love, he reminds me of my girlfriend Kendra. He's married, you know, to this black woman whose father is an attorney, and he, you know, she came for money, he didn't. And they basically went to the tryout at the country club so that they could go play golf and all this other stuff. And, you know, when you're in Atlanta, there's just certain things that you do, no different than being in New York, especially when you are, quote-unquote, upper crust to make a certain amount of money or have a certain level of prestige. And it was funny because this is always an issue where there was a white gentleman in the country club, and he made some jokes, and the guy said, wow, you know, we didn't get in the country club because of the jokes that I made to the white guy about, you know, liking black people. And she said, no, the fact is the white guy was for you. It was the black people that didn't want you in the country club. Yeah. And so that's one of the things that I talk about. When you start reaching certain levels, you don't talk about what you have. You don't, you know, ask people for donation. When we talk about charity is giving of something, but at the same time, let me give because that's what I want to do. You know, let me lend a hand because that's what I want to do. Right now we're, you know, I am affiliated with somebody that's getting ready to run for a public health office, and it shouldn't be any surprise, but, you know, I told him, I said, listen, I will help you in any way I can, almost like a consigliere type thing, because his team was falling apart. But I told him, this particular person, when I looked at his team, I said, you need one of each types of these people, because if you don't have one of these each types of these people in your court, you will not be a success. You know, we all got to have the one that's the book smart. We all got to have somebody in our crew that's street smart. We always got to have one that's ready to pop off and that will take a bullet for you if need be. Everybody has to have these things in play. And then as far as women are concerned, you got to have the one that's the most appropriate and fits the bill. You know, because if they can't attack you on any other level, they're going to attack your woman because she's weak. And that's the difference between king and queen shit and coon and nigga shit. You know what I mean? And I don't even like to say nigga. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, since we addressing each other like that, that's another one of those things that, you know, we can't address people like that, you know? So, you know, when I said, did this show, Money Talks, you shouldn't, I'm basically saying that, you know, those of us that really have it, and I'm not, like, you know what, I'm not including anything. I'm fucking poor. I ain't got shit. Mm-mm. I'm poor as hell. Okay, tell that to the auditors and the tax people. But I read a post recently where someone was saying that they were making 6 figures and they wanted to make more and all this other shit. And I'm thinking to myself, are you out of your motherfucking mind? There is absolutely nothing about you that says that you make 6 figures. And here's what's funny. I can smell money 10 million motherfucking miles away. I don't give a fuck if you had on a pair of Birkenstocks and fucking khakis. I know, especially having been in the casino industry, I know who has fucking money and who doesn't have fucking money. I don't give a fuck if you an Asian lady that wore striped pants and flower shoes and a goddamn straw cowboy hat. I know who has money and who don't have money. You can't tell me that 2 minutes ago you didn't have motherfucking health insurance and now you well into the motherfucking six figures and one of your businesses went bankrupt. I need you to shut the fuck up and have several motherfucking seats. Like, seriously, because if you, and here's what makes me so angry about you young women. You believe these men. You believe these motherfuckers and you allow them to sit there and have these ridiculous fucking conversations with you about what they're going to do with money that they don't motherfucking have. For example, hold, scene one. Yeah, babe, you know what I'm saying? I went out and I looked at that new, you know, Aston Martin, and I was thinking I would probably put rims on it, but I was thinking that maybe you wanted to get, like, the little Mercedes-Benz, little S-Class. Yeah, babe, that just sounds dope. I can't wait. I can't. Motherfucker, he's selling you on shit that did not happen yet. I don't believe you. I need more motherfucking proof. If you still drinking beer out of motherfucking cans and you ain't camping, you ain't got no motherfucking six figures. And don't tell nobody that you close to the seven figures either, because you're a fucking liar. And it takes everything in me every single day of my life to not call motherfuckers out on shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You got six figures. Motherfucker, you ain't on the internet like that. You ain't staying in motels. Not hotels, but motels. You got six figures, close to seven figures. Because I know a lot of motherfuckers that got six figures. But when you say shit like you close to the seven figures, that means you got $800,000+, $700,000+. Get the fuck out of here. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. And this shit irritates the fuck out of me. And I know I shouldn't care, but I do care because I know you's a motherfucking liar and you getting pussy based on the fact of some lies and some commas that don't exist in your motherfucking bank account. Dear women, grow the fuck up and wisen up. If you wasn't so worried about the motherfucking money that he had and focused on your own coins, you would be able to see, like, wow, if this motherfucker had more than $200, there are certain things that he would and would not be doing. And trust me, I've been around motherfuckers that got money, long money, for real, generational money, DC money, politician money. But at the same time, they don't flaunt the shit. Yes, they walk around in their New Balance and their khaki pants and their polo shirts, but there is still something about them that's still regal. There is nothing about this particular people that I'm fucking talking about that's regal at all. You look like fucking bottom feeder catfish scumbag. That's what the fuck you are. And so that's why I don't like, you know, that you women, instead of you getting your own money and getting your own shit, because then it wouldn't matter what the fuck he had. I don't give a fuck if you make $50,000 a year. If you make $50,000 a year and you ain't got no house, no car, no shit, we could date. I don't give a shit. That means you got more money for me. Everybody always worried about a car. I don't give a fuck about your car. Your car can't go on a cruise with us. Your car can't go to fucking Mexico with us. You know what I mean? So what the fuck do I care what you drive? I don't give a shit. I know what I drive. You understand what I'm saying? So long as you're not asking me for money, we good. The minute that a motherfucker starts encroaching on my shit and you asking me for money, now we have a fucking problem. You know, and I want you girls to get out of the habit of watching these motherfuckers and counting their coins for them. See, because when you count their coins, they know that you're watching. And this is shit that weak, broke motherfuckers do. People that really got money like that, they don't do that. Now, of course, Diddy does, because, I mean, that's Diddy. But you're talking about a man that's worth, what was it, $175 million just based off hip-hop or whatever he's worth. You know, Cassie's not dumb. You know, and I'm sure that they don't post 90% of the shit that they do. But here's what I do know. You got money like that? Cool. He gave Cassie $250,000 wrapped in motherfucking saran wrap, in case you never know how the money comes, because it does come wrapped like that, in bricks, okay, and put her on a private jet. So don't talk to me about your little fuck-ass boyfriend saying that he made all this money and he has all this shit when he shouldn't be telling you that at all. You just got here. You think that, you know, when you're dating someone and they really got money, they're going to tell you on the first date? No. If a motherfucker does that, young lady, fucking run. Run. If he got too much cash on him, fucking run. Because motherfuckers I know got cards. Ain't nobody pulling out fucking $100,000. You're not Diddy. You're not Jay-Z. Nobody's walking around with a fucking briefcase of money but Floyd Mayweather. And with that being said, I'm going to end the show tonight so I can go finish my project. Like I said, Tell the Truth Tuesday. Money talks. You shouldn't. I'm fucking poor. I ain't got nothing. Make sure you tell the IRS that. Thank you and good night. See you guys next week.